A big pot of money set aside to help whānau living in motels has failed to make it to many children in need. The flexible funding program was launched last year and is often highlighted by the government as one way it's supporting children in emergency housing. Not a single dollar has been handed out in Te Tai Tukuro, and the locals are demanding to know why. As well as that, just $4,000 has been spent for all of Auckland in the program's first 6 months. Nita Blake-Purse reports.
Nara Noa Hepi has been living in emergency housing for 2.5 years, this specific Whangarei motel for 8 months, with his three school-aged children.
I hate it. My kids, they can't go out and be kids. And to me, a man doesn't really feel like a man if he can't lay down in his own bed and wake up in the morning, you know. I've been feeling like that for too long.
Living in motels comes with different expenses. It's harder to store food, school can be further away, and there's no space for kids to hang out or do activities. Nara Noa says it's been tough.
Getting my kids to school, mainly, like I've only just picked my van up a week ago, so I've had no vehicle, and it's been a bit of a mission. I asked for help, but they said it wasn't there for me, so I took it on the chin and carried on.
At no point during his time in motels has anyone mentioned the flexible funding package, a government initiative aimed at meeting the educational, early childhood and wellbeing needs of families with children. The fund was launched last November and has $2.2 million allocated to it this year. But by the end of April, just $120,000 had been spent for the whole country, with huge inconsistencies as to where it went. Waikato got nearly $100,000, but Auckland got just $4,000. Northland, Central and Wellington regions had no money spent at all.
I'm getting pissed off, actually. You know, he's been telling me that there's no money there for you to be able to do that. And I just hear about this. So what is happening to that money, eh? Because we aren't seeing it. We didn't know anything about it.
The Ministry for Social Development is putting the lack of spending down to a slow start. But General Manager of Housing Karen Hocking says since the figures were released to Checkpoint 2 weeks ago, that's changed.
We have been a little bit slower on the uptake than we anticipated earlier in the year. But since we released those figures to you, there's actually been a significant uptake, which is really, really good. So we've spent well over $1 million.
Hocking says $850,000 was paid out in 6 weeks. When we asked for the updated figures, those weren't immediately available.
Our staff are getting more and more confident about how flexible that they can be with the program, around what are the different things that they can do.
But the North still misses out.
I can't tell you exactly why there's been no funding gone out the door in Northland, and nor can I tell you whether any clients have requested funding or it has been declined.
Liz Cassidy-Nelson is the Chief Executive of 155 Whare Āwhina and Community Law in Whangarei. She can't understand why the money isn't making it to Northland.
I have no idea. Along with the rest of the community, I can only base it on saving money. The money was allocated for a reason. There is no excuse and no defence for not spending a single cent in Whangarei or Tai Tukuro. No excuse.
Her organisation works with hundreds of homeless whānau, and she says the need for flexible funding is huge.
I'm just really hugely disappointed for those in our community that are barely just surviving and are in emergency homes on an SNG, and we're not supporting them with their wellbeing in terms of this funding. That's why it was allocated. And here's the window of opportunity to make a difference.
Nara Noa Hepi says the money would have made a big difference for his family, but for now he's focused on the positives. He and the kids finally have a place to move into in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I'm excited. Don't look like a problem.
Hope also that other whānau will get the funding help they need.